Shalom and Boker Tov. This is Billy Brim, and I'm coming to you from West Palm Beach, Florida, where yesterday we were at a prayer all day, Jerusalem prayer breakfast last all day, at Mar-a-Lago. It was quite a day. As you say in Hebrew, Ezeyom, quite a day. What a day. We had to get up at 4 a.m. to get ready. I did. Takes me a little bit, you know, and we left our hotel room to drive to the host hotel, where we boarded a shuttle to go to Mar-a-Lago. Now, Mar-a-Lago, as you know, they're calling it the second White House. It is the home of Donald Trump, and there on the grounds is a huge ballroom where affairs take place, and we were able to have that for our prayer. Such a, oh my goodness, for such a time as this. The Lord brought us to such a place as that, to have prayer. We had breakfast at 7:30 in the ballroom with about 650 people from around the world, many of them leaders. And we were scheduled to stay through the day with prayer and speakers and lunch until 3 o'clock. But when 3 o'clock came in the afternoon and we were ready to leave, they called us back in and told us the president might actually come. He did not. He was not able to. So they released us at 4, and we left Mar-a-Lago and back to the hotel where we would have dinner at 6. I did get to pray, and it was a blessing. And we, myself, and lead a little bit in prayer. And then of course, we got to pray with the various speakers. We prayed all day. We prayed. It was a real prayer breakfast. But we witnessed an amazing happening. Former Senator Michelle Bachmann is one of the leaders of this group. And Michelle told me personally that she keeps at hand all the time my little mini books about Israel. She's very given to Israel. She actually lived on a kibbutz in her youth. And especially the one of the judgment of the nations. And when she spoke with passion regarding the judgment of the nations, which will be upon one criteria: how did they treat Israel? And she even quoted some incidents in the first Trump administration where there had been a push. Anyway, she warned against the two-state dividing God's land into two states. And she quoted Joel 3:1. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I, that's God the Father, will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage, Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land. She emphasized the judgments that would follow with the dividing of God's land, or proposing a two-state solution. She emphasized it. And then she pointed out that President Trump's appointee to Middle Eastern affairs, a family member by marriage, had openly stated that in behalf of a two-state solution. Then she led a prayer, a passionate prayer, against this, that the Trump administration would not make that mistake, as suggested by this appointee. Just a little later, there was kind of a little stir. I was sitting up front, actually at the table with Michelle, and she was called backstage. It turns out the wife of that man who had been appointed was in attendance at the prayer breakfast. You would not recognize her. She was dressed just as modestly, even more modestly than most folks, just a skirt and a blouse. And with tears, she tried to explain to Michelle why her husband had said that. And it came something to the effect of to appease the Arabs, but that he would not push for it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she is the mother of Trump's, she is the mother-in-law of Trump's daughter, Tiffany. And Tiffany's mother is Marla. Well, with this lady backstage, later to come out front, was Tiffany's mother, Marla, ex-wife of Donald Trump. So those two came out, and Michelle, and all of them kind of in tears and hugging each other. And I got to pray with them. I got to pray with the wife of that appointee, and the Lord had a word for her. And I got to pray with Marla. I was particularly taken with Marla. We held hands for quite a while and looked into each other's eyes for a very long moment. And then the Lord had a short word for her. She's very much in support of Donald Trump and his presidency. I guess, in fact, staying right there at Mar-a-Lago. But it just, those two women, it turns out, are prayer partners. Donald Trump's ex-wife, Marla, and the mother-in-law of Tiffany, whose husband has been this appointee. They all, Michelle said something like this, I don't want to hurt you in any way, but this is dangerous, da-da-da-da. And she did not give up any ground as to dividing the land. Later, the Lord had a word for Michelle through me that you did indeed obey me when you said that. She told me, she said, I wondered when the Lord was dealing with me about bringing that out. I said, and the word to the Lord was, from the Lord to Michelle was, it was God's will that you bring it out. It was God's will that they heard it, and it will find its target, and it will have the results God wanted. So, wow, my goodness, what an exclamation point. And our prayers, oh, my goodness, in that place at that moment. So here's what we're going to do right now with our minds, and I spoke about this with our understandings. Let's put it like that. The Lord's word said there's two ways to pray, with the spirit in tongues and with the understanding. So with the understanding, we're going to pray the prayer of the authority of the believer. And I'm right here. I'm not any longer at Mar-a-Lago grounds, but I'm not far from it. It's just over the bridge here. In the name, above every name, I want you to point your hand toward Mar-a-Lago and toward Washington, D.C., from wherever you are. In the name above every name, Lord God, King of the universe, creator of all things, in the name above every name, and according to the book of Acts, you who drew the boundaries of the nations, Acts 26, or is it 17? It's either 17:26 or 26:17. Of course, you know, Father. You brought forth the peoples, and you the nations, and you decided where their boundaries were, and you gave us from sea to sea. Father, we lift up this nation. Its name, Arsot Ibrit, means lands of the covenant. We are in covenant with you. Israel is in covenant with you. Israel needs the United States. The United States needs Israel. And both of them need you. And Father, in the name above all name, we are so thankful that we can pray the prayer of the authority of the believer, because it is written in Colossians 1 that you redeemed us. You translated, you fitted us for the kingdom of the light, the inheritance of the kingdom of the light with your own precious blood, Jesus. You redeemed us, brought us into your very self, translating us into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of your beloved Son. And you commissioned us to rule and reign. In Romans 5:17, you said those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. And so here we are, a royal priesthood, ready to reign as kings in life. And we ask you, according to your holy written word, to give us what we need, which is the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Letting the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of his dunamis power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in the Mashiach when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all rule and authority, principalities and powers, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which has come. No, Father, you raise him head over a body, over the church, which is your body. Hallelujah. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love for which you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And now here we are at your own right hand, inside Jesus. And here we are on the earth with Jesus inside us. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. And so it is with utmost thanksgiving to you and utmost confidence in what you have said, we call the kingdom of darkness to attention. Gather yourselves from the head, chief prince, chief Rosh, Satan, down to the lowest level devil. We do hereby say, in the name above every name, we take complete authority over the activities in the heavenlies, even throughout this inauguration. And of course, we're going to come and stand in the same place throughout the whole term. But right now, we're zeroing in on all plans for and carrying out of the inauguration of the United States of Donald John Trump as the 47th president of the United States of America. We take authority over every evil planner and every evil plan. You demons who are behind any such, we call you into futility. We call you into nothingness. We call you into absolute zero power. Not able to act, unable to think, unable to plot, unable to plan, unable to carry out. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind you. We call you to a state of paralyzation in all of our realms. And here we are from all of the United States of America, citizens of the United States of America, authorized in our earthly citizenship and our heavenly citizenship to do this. And we say unto you, you have to obey us. And you know you have to obey us. We give you no place. As it is written in Ephesians, give no place to the devil. We demand that you flee as if in terror, as it is written in James, as it is written in Peter. We resist you, even though you go about seeming who you may devour. You may not devour any of this in Jesus' name. We, as it is written in Revelation, overcome you by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We plead the blood of Jesus over President Donald John Trump, his wife, Melania, his sons and his daughters, and in the name of his grandchildren, his whole entire family, his team who works around him and for him and with him, his cabinet appointees, in the name above every name. We do thank the Lord God for them, and we do bind you, Satan, you will not be able to hinder them, in the name above every name. Cease and desist. We take our authority, and you know that you have to obey us. This inauguration of the United States President will go forth without a bubble to the glory of God the Father. In the name above every name, we do decree it. Yehovah Yeshua. Praise the Lord, and thank you for being there wherever you were, taking your habitational authority in your realmdom, and all of us together in the United States of America. Take a moment to praise the Lord. Now we're going to turn our attention to the California fires. Is this judgment? Is this not judgment? Personally, I believe that it is the judgment of the Lord. I think the fires, according to a prophecy by Sister Jeannie Wilkerson years ago, when she prophesied these very things, that California would vote to be in the camp of the Lord, she was shown that in the days before the Lord comes, there would be a roll call of states, as there is a roll call in political conventions. Republican conventions, Democratic conventions. He said there will be a roll call of states, and state by state, they will vote to be in the camp of the Lord or not. And he said there will be one state right next to another, and it, one state will know blessing and the other one will know cursing. And it depends on their vote in the roll call of states for the camp of the Lord or not the camp of the Lord. So she began, she said the Lord would always begin. And I'm telling you, if you ever heard her prophesy and you saw her, you knew it was God. You didn't have to wonder. Brother Hagin recognized her, I think, above all others that prophesied in those days. So she said the Lord began always with something in the natural, and he began with saying the seven states that begin with M. The eight states that begin with M. She didn't even know there were eight states that began with M. And so he went all through that. And then he went through the three states that began with O. Oklahoma, Oregon, Ohio. She didn't even really have it counted that up. And he always started with something in the natural. For instance, Texas. He said, it's no accident that Texas is known as the Lone Star State. For Texas could stand alone. Hidden in her are all resources that she could stand alone. And then he spoke of those resources in Texas and Oklahoma and how they would be used to fund largely the end time move of God. When he came to California, he said, California, it's no accident that it begins with a hard C, for it is the cult capital of the nations. But California will vote firmly in the camp of the Lord. However, there are judgments that must come first. And he spoke of fires. And he said, there will be fires that will be lit. They will be lit in men's hearts, but they will have been kindled from the fires of hell. So in other words, Satan's behind them. And there would be such a thing as arson even. And she said, there will be, and she named a certain city. It's not any of those that's burned so far, but it is a city that is known for upscale homosexual inhabitants. And so she mentioned that, and she mentioned certain things that had to be judged, and she mentioned that what we have come to call the LGBT plus lifestyle. She said that will have to be judged. He said, many of my own, and I noticed he still called them his own, are caught up in it. But they will come back, the prodigals will come back, and many of them then shall be evangelists to the others, still in the grasp of it. So I do think that these are part of what she prophesied. Now, I think it's like this. I don't think it's like God just says, I'm going to get California, da 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 da, and a magic wand goes down and strikes the fires. What makes me think that? The Word of God. 1 Chronicles 16:14. He is the Lord our God, and that's Jehovah our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Psalm 105:7 is the exact same thing. He is the Lord, Jehovah, our God, Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. God's judgments are already made. You can read in the Psalms, O Lord, how I love your judgments. They're not bad things. They're good things. His judgments are, let's say you've got a state fair and you've got pies there. You judge that this one is the best, and this one is second, and this one is third, and then the others, you know. The judgment is made. So in the Bible terminology, he's already told you what's good for you and what's bad for you. All of his judgments are based on that. What's good for you and what's bad for you. The Ten Commandments, it's bad for you. To covet your neighbor's wife. It's bad for you to murder, et cetera, et cetera. So those judgments are already made. They're already in the earth. God doesn't have to turn up and make them right now. For instance, this one, Genesis 12:3. I will bless, speaking of Israel and the nation that God is going to rise up from Abraham's loins, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed, or bring the blessing or the cursing upon themselves. That's already a statement. He doesn't have to come down every year and renew it. Okay, any of you nations that don't go along with Israel, you're going to know cursing. No, it's already there. So it's already in the earth. This one, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's already there. The wages of sin is death. The Bible tells you what's sin. We have one law, the law of love. Stepping outside of that is a sin. Now, the Bible speaks of something. There is a measure of judgment. When God, in Genesis 15, told Abraham that his progeny, that would be the tribe of Israel, that they would be in Egypt, that they would be afflicted after a time. And in the fourth generation, this is Genesis 15:16, in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. What does that mean? There's a measure of iniquity. A measure, it seems to be. The Bible calls it a cup of judgment. When that cup gets full, it brings the judgment upon itself. So the Lord said, when the iniquity is full, it'll bring the judgment upon itself. So that's what I think has happened in Southern California. I understand that the areas that have been hardest hit, they were described as the wokest of the woke, the bluest of the blue. that was the area. I'm sure not every person fit that, but the majority. And I think what may have tipped the cup and filled it to the brim was the Golden Globe Awards. The Golden Globe Awards, which were the day before the fires, the night before the fires, they had been awarded, and they gave a sum up. You know, they summed it up. This is what happened tonight at the Golden Globe Awards. And a woman, Nikki Glaser, they put up a graphic as to most mentioned. They had most mentioned, cast and crew 11, Mom 3, God 0. In other words, in their acceptance speeches, 11 of them thanked cast and crew, 3 of them thanked Mom, 0 God. And Nikki Glaser said this. I watched it. I'd heard this, but I wanted to watch it for myself. God, creator of the universe, got no mentions. No surprise in this godless town. And the next day, I think the cup tipped. What happens is Satan, who's ready to destroy anybody, suddenly God's hand of protection, any protection that may have been there, is not there. And Satan moves in to effect and bring about what he wants to do. He doesn't love anybody, not those that follow him. He has no love, not those who don't follow him. So he's ever ready to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he's done. So now we're going to use our, oh, Father, dear Father. We lift up those people affected. Those people who had to flee. Oh, dear Father in heaven, open their eyes, open their hearts. Surely, surely they're in a tender moment. Surely, surely they're in a moment when they can look up and see God. It is written in your word, when your judgments are in the earth, men shall know righteousness. Help them know righteousness, Father. I understand that meetings were planned, already a big meeting planned. Hallelujah. From the place of Amy's old church, Father, in Jesus' name, draw them to your very self. Draw them, Lord. Oh, Father, draw them to your very self. In the name above Jesus, in every name, in the name of Jesus, Yahuwah Yeshua, we pray. We lift them up, Father. We lift them up. We lift them up to come near to God. We lift up that state of California. We lift it up in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, all the churches that preach the truth and don't compromise to be user-friendly, and even those who have been termed user-friendly, God called them to a reality with God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Brandon and Destiny, my grandson, their weekly meetings now that they're having. They're there, Lord, and you've told them to have weekly meetings just now, so draw the people there. I know they'll get good counsel and good Spirit of the Living God ministry there, word ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all of us right now, and in our tongues today, Holy One, let us lift up these people in this situation. Oh, Father, we know you will. Angels, go do your part in healing, carrying healing, whatever is needed. Oh, God, may this be a great turning to God. A great turning to you. Draw them, Lord, draw them. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I would lift up the ministers' conference. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, where you called me and allowed me so graciously to have a part the first morning. I ask you to have all the speakers, help all the speakers speak as oracles of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And minister with the ability God gives. And fathers, for Brother Copeland, I ask you to invigorate him, enliven him. I ask you to strengthen him. Provide anything he needs to lead this great gathering of ministers that you've called. And I ask you to help me to be sure to get the word of the Lord that you want me to deliver. Now, Lord, we trust you to use our prayers in the Spirit. Oh, Father, to use our prayers in the Spirit. Ishana no nombre qua, fila codabri, kini congoro, bodo hijete. Gola di kahaya na kohola kopipa. Indiator manaika, indiator manaika. Kalivra do hijete, ne korakada kobrakia, ne korakada la kobrakia. Ishatoro godo hijenge, ne kotoro godo hijenge, ne kotoshka tabre. Ike fala donya, ike kombre, bre de la cobre, menakaya, nakahaya. Ishana matuta, ishana makakoba, palito. Nakoroko dohoshangi, nekohoroko dapri, kate kohoshaki. Agala gavrala kombre, repishwa. Imanunchwa shododo gubapita. Imini kwalugo brevra di shando ramanakaya nakahala kaka. Mejo, mejo, mejo. Igi veratushka mandolo kobreke fita. Igalagom bravri da shonte le gorukoteske da kapito. Kafraka de la combre helikangangi di idioshua. Ijirigodoshka dambre kota kohola kafrete na kombra kagishka. Igeligom brevre dujwa tana kormaniko. Kavrikala kohora kondjene karakadashka tombre kota kotoli kapa. Igeligom brevre dishwa toro kodole kambre tana kobrakali kanga. Ijiri manchwiru yodoshka dambre kota kodo ojende ni koto oshakya. Mangoro gotapra. Pifato. Pifato mia. Pifato mia kanka. Oh, Father, ki balatai. Ki balatai, ki balatai. Meshti antora bakalakaka. E gavara doha shangena kombreketika aicha. Kashketora manakai. Ki vile tuhur kutoshka timbra katakahai. Ki vile tuhur juwati ita. Ki vile tuhur juwati ato. Ki vile tuhur shangi ato brakatakahai. Kabela donia, kabela donia, kabela donia. Mekola, 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 mekola. Bofranieni qua, bofranie mua kuhu jwete le gombrak frak diano no kombre. Brodo jwa, makolo kobre vreti jwa. Ige le gongori amanakai. Kafika de gohole kaba, e jene koroko deje. Gevele donje ne kua, to kokole te beleka, ale da njero to na koraka taj, aška to četje. I bili čua šotora manaki le donje ne koraka dobi, belekan kapi. Ile vrdu šua le tora manaki le šonte le makaj, kori vatio na koraka teške di vratva. Ile gambra pjonde ne gombra fretenje ne koraka tičo. Kevele dužva, proti životon ženego dole kafri, to no komplikate kapalja. Ho, 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 magile dibre. I žene moho šva, koliko tisko. I žene manu kva, še trgo šetja. Kivele dužva. Nakoroko toho šantvete. I geliko brevra, ka toho šenke neko toška ta plika da ga halajla. I bili tva šatora mene ka halaka kaje neko roko toška ta mpe. O, Father, you who doeth all things well, me guda. I frede už vahmatu. I byli dušvá, nějako horoko debre, kafra katanže, děko šak jakta. Kivile dohr manaka, landio na koho žete, něko horoko doče. Kifra gadaka hala, kito na kombre, kedy gavra katoše, nenu nombre, kataka frajte, něko ho žete. Ida la gonga, la tole kokanga, la kakaka kambi di antoda. Isha tole ko brevre danya. All the saints in prayer, all the saints in prayer. Mashkodononia. Showing us things to come through all the saints in prayer.
Kibel les deux choix, tata capito. Kibel le don, je m'accala des bras. Mando au fait que les gambras catataya n'accala caïta.
Pe di macara, pe di macara, pe di macara. Che fa la staccia un po' d'angoscia? Mi dà il cuore di Marco, chi vuole dormire, mi sciuttolo con mamma, i broschi di mangiare, paccoromonia, e capita, pita, pita, pita. Ma coro che donce, ma coro che donce, ma coro che donce. Mevrata, mevrata. Pila dopo schwa, che fa con donce le gombra, ma cosa copre? E che fa la congale, meno qua, meno colà, meno colà. Che va la gandosh, guarda la gambra, ghiana col conga. Che va la dopo schwa, palatito, palatito fianto da compra. Ma se cotobri che frondo lo cocopà. I gave a duo joie, mais je donne cocoli, ancora cadia nai, mele dohora, mele dehora, mele dehora. I vele tu, ma colo con gambe de gotoshka. Magna na kahai, magna na kahai. I vele do, balahaya tanya, ne coro co papa, e je donne co gafra catacosheke. Mestianto. Mesti anto mia faca, mesti anto mia cape, do onge ne ca alito co babi la tania ne qua. Geve la dobra ma co, oh, pasceto, pasceto. Che me lo non spa, ma cura, ma nani, ma nani, ma cale, me le dusca d'onge. Ne torno, ma ne. Ma torna manico freddo, ma torna manico freddo, ogni cuore di concetti. Oh, lascito, lascito, lascito. Becco la compro. Vedere che tu sabai, e la caffaia, e la galla cacca. Vedo che non gobre, mi sciato. Mi sciatto mio, mi sciatto mio, mi sciatto mio. Mango. Mango da Kai. Mango da Kai fatto. Mango da capo ancora minacca. Minacco ferie. Corre bidagua, moscita. Apritogna macai. Apritogna macai. Apritogna macai. Gavi la hota. Gavi la doco bibele, dua, giondoria, manunco, dogobaia, tocco palagne. Gitora manaki, gitora manaki feta. Oh, kala fratalia. Kapa kala leche. Shete hiti kahai, makoroko dobre. Ije de gojwa, mushita lai. Mushita lai kaka. Mushita lai kaka. Mushita lai kaka fi donya me kwa. Gili godora go bebe li dai, ashondolo ko bra. Che fatto, che fatto, che fatto. Che brudo giuato lo gobrecatino, lo coacchita, a galabino lo cuore che va del gojuato lo gojando le cotoccia. Ha capito, ha capito, ha capito. Caprica donia mi cai, ma con la gabidonia mi cai, e ci li con braffri dalla gonga, gridagno, 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 mi li tu giuà, e mi li cojoracchi, chi franno no cohusai. Giva la donna ne qua, o e me catai, o e me catai, o e me catai. Sode gobre, mi tole me tanga. Prido lo gobre, catagno no cohuro cotosh, catapri catagai. Chi frodo goba,
Imanjwa, Nishwa, Moho le Kopete. Ijoto le Gobambi, le Koprefekot, Machie, to le Gobambi. Le Prato, to Koprefekatakai, Mindor, Shana Kapale, Tony, ni quoi? Et j'ai dit que ma choix de le cabral à comprendre. Okay? Et je ne me crois, et je ne me crois, et je ne me crois. Mais les doigts, j'ai été un corps manakarakadashke. Que brogo d'abri cofrande le cohoshake. Et j'ai dit que brevre tishka. Kabe kata kahalai. Kafri kata kohula kambapi. Il ricandiando tu conoscete di conoscete. Il calacai una cosa che tu prega da fare. Mi conosco ora capa. Io ve la tua sciantina cotosca. Sciantora cotosca sciantina di conoscete di conoscete di conoscete. Io ve la tua sua, ma corrispondiamo a cotosca. Mesi di cosca. Mi torre. Io le do sua, ma torre che ti fa. Oh, Father, thank you, Pasciota, thank you, Lord. Che me ne quasi, donga. Che le burro sua, di una mattina, o de bandiana cobre, che le lantange, de copracchia. Dice di me qua, dice di me qua. Che ve le godo sciante, le godo sciantiata. Ici les bateaux, je t'aurai ma calade. Ici les mecois, ici les malécois. Belle toi, champion de l'écoute au châtier. Les calacahatia, la caracadanche et les capra. Mishto toko. Mishto de quoi? Mishto de quoi? Mikwarakotohushendiette. Ibrogodohojwa, tala coprete, frangdoria, makurgodombri, kategodoshkete, le kahai. Ibrogodohojwa, matodogodoshke, dengarakitashka. Ibrogodohojete, hishatora makai. Hishatokora makaika, ashakondom balakika. Kabrikala kongrandiana kotoshka, tamprika tokohojete. Ibrogodohojke, dengarakitashka. Ikala kahala kambra, makara kotionda. Ibinita. Ile kahara kayana kahala kayana kahala kayana. Bile katanya na kohra kotosh ketinkara. Ikala kahala ambra kata kohoshikya di kata hashakya. Kivili duhushwa. Nishdikom prefrate shandor kotosh kata prikata katashka. E le mato frele bracatania da cobra copra. Che le cahaia da cobra compasca tegno da cobra catasca. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yo, I just want to praise you and thank you. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you through all the saints in prayer. It's through all the saints in prayer. It's through all the saints in prayer. Thank you for the saints in prayer. Thank you for giving the prayer. Thank you for helping us to understand what we've prayed, Father, and to know when we don't need to understand it, just to receive it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kobra habaratanya na kobra katishko. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whoa, thank you, Lord. Are you there, Brother Max? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Praise his name. And just before you begin, while the people are still on the line, we will begin our noon prayer because we have to check out of the hotel here. We will begin our noon prayer at just 5 minutes after the hour. Just 5 minutes after the hour. So it will be 12:05 or 1:05 here, whatever. Excuse me for that, but I know some people go off, Brother Max. They have to go to work or whatever. And I know it's important that they be on and know what we're doing. So would you go on then, please, Brother Max?
Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. First statement is underlined. Do you know my law? I rules. Yeah, there's an S here. Do you know my law? I rules over you. Trump. Benjamin. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's underlined. All of it. Do you know my law? I rules over you, Trump, Benjamin. Next scripture, Romans 13, verse 8. Romans 13, 1-3, verse 8. Isaiah 41, 10. Isaiah 41, 4-1, verse 10. Romans 13, 8, Isaiah 41, 10. Next statement. Listen, you are to pledge security for them. Listen, you are to pledge security for them. Listen, you are to pledge security for them. Exodus 21:19. Exodus 21:19. Next statement. But you are praying for this today. But you are praying for this today with my prophet and friend. But you are praying for this today with my prophet and friend. And the statement goes on like this, but it's underlined. Now it's an underlined part, but it's all one statement. And you, in this place, because of me. And you, in this place, because of me, it is accountability. It is accountability. Yeah, that's the statement. It is accountability, yeah. Boy, this is a long word. Accountability. Okay, I'll read it all over again. But you are praying for this today with my prophet and friend. This part is underlined. And you are in this place because of me. It is accountability.
All underlined from and you in its place.
Correct. All right. Ezra, the book of Ezra, 7:26. Ezra chapter 7, verse 26-26. Colossians with a C, Colossians 4, 2. Colossians 4, verse 2. Ezra 7:26, Colossians 4:2. Next statement. I will guide you to fulfill my given. I will guide you to fulfill my given responsibility. And duties or duties. Yeah. I will guide you to fulfill my given responsibilities and duties. Also, go ahead.
Is responsibilities plural?
No, responsibility.
Okay, thank you.
I will guide you to fulfill my given responsibility and duties. Also, the wisdom. The wisdom and encouragement to your path. Also, the wisdom and encouragement to your path. I'll read it all over again. I will guide you to fulfill my given responsibility and duties. Also, the wisdom and encouragement to your path.
Is path, does it have an S or is it not?
No. No, it doesn't
not
have an S. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Path. Praise the Lord. Luke 12:48. Luke 12:48. Romans 14:1-4, verse 12. Next statement. This statement is all underlined. And it goes like this, all underlined. And wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. And wisdom begins with an S. And wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The point that truth is found through me. Yeah, that's the statement. Mm-hmm. I'll read it again. And the wisdom begins with an S. The wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The point that truth is found through me. And that is the statement, all underlined.
All underlined.
And the wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The point that truth is found through me. Next scripture here. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. James 1:5. All right. So Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. James 1:5. Next statement. Part of it is underlined in the end. I'll point that out. Okay. And the unseen. That's what happened when I tried to read the word after that. and the unseen spiritual on the unseen spiritual UAL and the unseen spiritual influence that guide some people actions. I'll read this part again, then we'll go to the underline. But it's all one sentence, or one statement. And the unseen spiritual influence that guide some people actions with an S. Now this part is underlined. Must be tested. T-E-S-T-E-D.
Sure.
And observing. Oh, the doctrine. The doctrine. Conduct. Yeah.
What was it? What was the word?
The doctrine, conduct, C-O-N-D-U-C-T?
Conduct.
Okay. Yeah, that's the statement. Okay, I'll read
that's
it
all of it?
Yeah, that's all of it, but I'll read it again.
Okay.
The, and I'll point out the underlying part here.
Okay.
And the unseen spiritual influence that guides some people actions. Now this part is underlined. Must be tested and observing the doctrine conduct.
Okay.
That is the statement. So must be tested and observing the doctrine conduct is underlined.
Okay.
Moving along here. 1 John 4:1.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 4:1. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24. 1 John 4:1. Romans 12:2. Matthew 7:24. Okay. Next statement. Be able and practice what is excellent. Be able and practice what is excellent. Obedience to me will give you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there's more to it. The rest of it is underlined. Let me repeat this. The Lord has been giving us long statements. I know that. Okay. Be able and practice what is excellent. Obedience to me will give you confidence. Now this part is underlined. And the fruit of righteousness will be produced in you all. And the fruit of righteousness will be produced, ED in the end, produced in you all. I'll read all of it again. Be able and practice what is excellent. Obedience to me will give you confidence. This part is underlined. And the fruit of righteousness will be produced in you all. And that is the statement. I'm believing that you got that. You got it, Mr.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure.
Okay. Next scripture, scriptures, verse 3 coming here, Romans 11:33-35, Isaiah 40:13. So Romans 11:33-35, Isaiah 40:13. Praise the Lord. Next statement. Since all things are from me, and through me also for me. Okay, I'll read it again. Since all things are from me, and through me also from me. I'm sorry, for me. See, I got... Okay, I'll read it again. Yeah. Since all things are from me, and through me also for me. That's the statement. Since all things are from me, and through me also for me. Okay. First Corinthians 4:7. First Corinthians 4:7. This one I remember. I believe he gave it to us last week. Let me talk about it. Okay. First Corinthians 4:7. Job. The book of Job 4. Chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Yeah. Job 4:11-13. Next statement. This one is underlined, all of it. All of it underlined. Do you understand? You must resist. Do you understand? You must resist the pressure as their lives, with an S, as their lives are changed. ED. As their lives are changed. And their minds, you need to be able to discern. You need to be able to discern, church, my will. Okay, I'll read it again. Do you understand? You must resist the pressure as their lives are changed and their minds. You need to be able to discern, church, my will. Maybe I'm not reading it like in a way, in the flow, but this is what I can do at this point. Do you understand? You must resist the pressure as their lives are changed and their minds. You need to be able to discern, church, my will. That is the statement, and it's all underlined, all of it. All right. Next scripture, Romans 12:2. Yeah, Romans 12:2. 1 Corinthians 3:13. 1 Corinthians 3:13-1-3. 1 Timothy 3:10. 1 Timothy 3:10. Okay, next statement. I have plans for you. I have plans for you, brings with an S. I have plans for you, brings great glory to you. It shall be forever, church. I have plans for you, brings great glory. Brings great glory to you. It shall be forever, church. And that is.
Did you say it's underlined?
No, this one is not underlined.
Okay.
No, I have plans for you. Brings great glory to you. It shall be forever, church. This one is underlined. The one I'm going to read. I will make the sun rise for you. That's a statement, and it's underlined. I will make the sun rise for you.
And is it spelled S-U-N?
Yes. I will make the sun rise for you. Next scripture. Scriptures, there's two here. Psalm 46:10. Praise the Lord. Psalm 46:10. John 1:5. Psalm 46:10. John 1:5. Next statement. Recharge your hope and bring smile to your soul. That's the statement. Recharge your hope and bring smile to your soul. Recharge your hope, bring smile to your soul. And the signature. Oh, it's underlined today. Trust
recharge
in me
your hope.
Is no, trust in me is underlined. Is underlined.
Okay.
Recharge your hope and bring smile to your soul is not underlined.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And again, before we go, and some of you might leave, at 5 minutes past the hour, we will have our afternoon call. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, there we go. It begins with underlined. Do you know my law? I rules over you, Trump, Benjamin. All underlined. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Talking about his law of love. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Listen, you are to pledge security for them. Exodus 21:19. If he rise again,
and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quick. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. I'm going to read that in another translation. If he rise again and walks about leaning upon his staff, then he that struck him shall be clear, except he must pay the loss of his time and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed, or he shall take care of him until he is completely healed. Now, I don't know, this could be far from what this means. I don't say the Lord gave me this at all. But right now, the top thing, one of the top things on the two men's plates is the release of the hostages. And some people are very unhappy with the terms. Some people are very happy. I don't think any man really knows. But somehow I think this has to do with the hostages and the hostage situation. I could be wrong. Next statement. But you are praying for this today with my prophet and friend. And then underlined. And you in this place because of me. It is accountability. And that part is underlined. And I think that's spoken to Trump and Benjamin, that they're there in that place because of God, and they're accountable to him. That's what I think. But again, I could always be wrong on these things. It's just a man talking. I'm just a person. If I actually hear it from the Lord, I'll tell you that. But if I'm just relying on some things I know, whatever, I'll tell you that. And you have the right to judge it.
Yeah. Amen. I believe there is something to do with the healing for Israel, the healing for the states, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what I'm sensing. Sorry.
Yes, it could be. It could be a spiritual thing that's applied to just as well. Them rising up healed. Mm-hmm. Ezra 7:26. Whoever will not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be strictly executed on him, whether for death or for banishment or for the confiscation of his goods or for imprisonment. I definitely believe that's the right scripture. My mind goes several different ways it could apply, but I don't have to see how it could apply. I just know that he wrote it and said
We need to meditate. Mm-hmm.
But I can see some application of it, to tell you the truth, but I'm not going to mention it.
Me too.
Okay. Colossians 4:2. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Be watchful in it with thanksgiving. I will guide you to fulfill my given responsibility and duties. Also, the wisdom and encouragement to your path. And I really think that's probably still talking to Trump and Benjamin, but it applies to all of us.
Yeah.
Luke 12:48. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. That falls under the heading of responsibility. Romans 14:12. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. I think people sometimes think that doesn't apply to Christians, but it does. It's written in a letter to the church. Hallelujah. There's something in a kind of a, let's say, a loose, some things that were taught kind of in a loose way and about grace, kind of left you with the idea that there's no accountability, but there is.
Yeah.
Okay, and wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The point that truth is found through me. All underlined. This one really intrigues me. I'm going to give attention to this to get to the depth of it. And wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The point that truth is found through me. To me, that says that if you don't have a fear of the Lord, which means a worship, you know, a reverential fear, that's the very point where truth begins. And anything before that, you can't trust as truth or not truth. Truth begins with the fear of the Lord. Oh, that's a deep statement. Wonderful, wonderful. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And that word acknowledge, I've mentioned this before, it means a deep, intimate knowing. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given him. And the unseen spiritual influence that guides some people, actions, and then, now here we start with an underline, must be tested and observing the doctrine conduct. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. We've discussed this at length. You must test the spirits. The spirit behind any vision you may have, any word you may receive, or any prophet, so-called, or real, you have the right to judge it. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And that is from the ESV. Matthew 7:24. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Be able and practice what is excellent. Obedience to me will give you confidence, and the fruit of righteousness will be produced in you all. Romans 1:11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. Romans 11:33-35. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable are his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? Isaiah 40:13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has his counselor has informed him? That's next statement. Deep. That's really deep, yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you go on down and read that, let's do it just a bit here. Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Now, get this verse. Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as the dust on the scales. In other words, and down to verse 17, all the nations are as nothing before him. They are counted as less than nothing and emptiness. So the thing about it is, God is above all. Nobody's above him. And the nations might rant and rave, and their counsel might come forth like flowing like dirty water. But just know that God is above them all. Hallelujah. He didn't consult, not a one of them. Bless the Lord. Since all things are from me and through me and also for me. 1 Corinthians 4:7. I think that statement goes with the top statement with those scriptures. Everything's from him.
Yeah.
From him, he made it. Through him, it was made. And it was made for him. So he didn't consult any of them. They didn't tell him what to do. And his word is the last word. What's written in this word is the last word on any subject. And so here we say it again. Since all things are from me and through me, also for me, 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Job 4:11-13. That's just saying the same thing again. He's the one that did it, and nobody else. Job 4:11-13. The strong lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. Now a word was brought to me stealthily. My ear received the whisper of it, amid thoughts from visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men. I don't know about that one. That's just when we have to leave. But it's something he had to pray about. So there we go. Okay. And all underlined. Do you understand you must resist the pressure as their lives are changed and their minds? You need to be able to discern, church, my will. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is. What is the will of God? What is good and acceptable and perfect? Hallelujah. First Corinthians 3:13. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Now, this is speaking of a future judgment, and it's not just for the, this is the judgment even that the church will come. All men are going to have to be accountable, and they're all going to have to go before God. Now, this one right here, it's for the church. How do we know? Well, read the rest of the line. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, even though he himself will be saved only as by fire. Okay, this is talking about there's coming a day, and I think the fire is the glory. I'm going to go back up here and read the scriptures before this. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. He's talking about the church, building the church. And someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. God is building his church, and you and I, church, we are builders, co-laborers with God. In our generation, in our earth time, then we're to be about the building of the church. Now, you can't lay any other foundation than Jesus. Look at that, verse 11. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, we, in our earth times, we build upon that foundation. And now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Now, this doesn't judge your, this is not a judgment to judge whether you're born again or not, whether you're going to heaven or not. It's a judgment to determine your reward. And it's a judgment of the work you did. How did you build? Someone called me the other day, oh my goodness, and before long, they were dissing or talking evil of another fellow member of the church. You can't build with gossip. You can't build with anything like that. You have to build with love, and you have to build with the tools. So however you behaved, we're all going to go before the judgment seat of Christ. If you make it that far, you're born again. You're going in. But your works are going to be judged. Now, if you built with gold, silver, and precious stones, that's things like walking in love and faith, then you're going to have a reward. But if you, anything else, it's going to go up. The glory fire is just going to destroy it. So that's what this is talking about. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Now, the very scripture out of that that God gave us, he gave us one scripture out of that, and let's look at that one. 1 Corinthians 3:13, each one's work will become manifest. Just think of Benjamin and Trump. Their work is going to be judged. And you, and Max, and me. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day, that's the judgment day that of Christ, will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. I believe that's the glory fire. Will what Billy Brim has done pass that test? Anything Billy Brim has done that comes under the classification of wood, hay, or stubble will just disappear. But I do trust and believe that there'll be some that make it through. And for that, I believe I'll receive an eternal reward. 1 Timothy 3:10. And let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Or ministers in the house of God, you might say. Workers in the house of God. In a church. I have plans for you. Brings great glory to you. It shall be forever, church. And then underlined, I will make the sun rise for you. Folks, we're going to be a glorious church. That's his plans he's got for us.
Yes.
And I will make the sun rise for you is underlined. And then Max's most heard verse from the Lord, Psalm 46:10. This is how it's all going to turn out. Bottom line, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like the devil went in here or there, that's not how it's going to end up. God will be exalted, and every knee will bow. John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it.
Wow.
Recharge your hope and bring smile to your soul. Trust in me. Underlined. Trust in me is underlined. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Glory to God. Did I mention to you when we were talking about... yes, I did. Okay. And one more time. And Brenda, make sure you, you... And Jared and all of you guys down there, send me a text that you heard me say this. We're going to begin at 5 minutes past the hour because we have to prepare to check out here. They did grant us a late checkout time. Thank you, dear Lord. But we need to check out. So praise the Lord. We'll be praying again from the Mar-a-Lago area, not Mar-a-Lago itself, but from this city, which is the home of our president. So we will see you again at 5 minutes past the hour on the dot. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.